next on the 5 o'clock report.
He should have people that he trusts and values.
We're going to see more.
He is more hawkish. He brings a very skeptical view of many of our adversaries.
I will strive to get an agreement.
Help people in the community that are struggling.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. I'm Tracy Lynn. President Trump meeting with Republican leadership at the White House this afternoon to map out a strategy for the fall term. Gun control legislation at the top of that list. Chuck Schumer is the top Democrat in the Senate.
Too many Americans are losing their lives to gun violence. Too many families are just weeping.
Pennsylvania Republican Congressman Glenn Thompson says this is an emotional issue which will make it a tough one to debate.
I don't think what the Democrats are proposing would step all over constitutional rights, and many forms are duplicative. I don't think those are going anywhere.
Thompson says there are already several laws on the books when it comes to gun control. He says mental health is a component of this issue that needs to be addressed. John Bolton, no longer serving as the National Security Secretary for the Trump administration. He and President Trump having their share of differences. Correspondent Paula Reed.
John Bolton made no secret of his worldview, of his approach to a lot of these issues. So there were many folks who were surprised when they brought him in because he is more hawkish. He brings a very clear-eyed, arguably skeptical view of many of our adversaries, which is very different than what the president has promised his supporters and the country he would be doing related to our adversaries. He says, quote, it would be great if we could get along with Russia or North Korea. He's made overtures about this with Iran and most recently even inviting the Taliban to Camp David.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says President Trump is entitled to the staff that he wants.
This is a staff person who works directly for the President of the United States, and he should have people that he trusts and values and whose efforts and judgments benefit him in delivering American foreign policy.
Former U.S. Ambassador to NATO Ivo Dalder says the president is his own advisor.
The president thinks he knows what he wants to do in international affairs and in domestic affairs and everything. He doesn't want a process gathering all the advisors together to help figure out what the policy should be.
One key area of disagreement involved the future role of the U.S. military in Afghanistan. In North Carolina, voters have been going to the polls today to fill the only vacant congressional seat from the 2018 midterm elections. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Today's voting in North Carolina's 9th congressional district is necessary after the state elections board threw out the results in last November's election, apparently won by Republican Mark Harris. A GOP political operative working for Harris is facing criminal charges of paying people to illegally collect absentee ballots.
Meanwhile, the political fireworks on full display in the UK. Parliament has adjourned with Brexit anything but settled. Prime Minister Boris Johnson.
No matter how many devices this Parliament invents to tie my hands, I will strive to get an agreement in the national interest.
The opposition party accuses Johnson of
shutting down Parliament to avoid a government being held to account.
Before adjourning, lawmakers passed a bill ordering the Prime Minister to hand over private documents about his Brexit plans. From Britain to the Bahamas, the death toll from Hurricane Dorian in the Bahamas has now reached 50. Search and rescue teams continue to comb through the rubble in some of the hardest hit places.
We've probably hit at most one-tenth of this area, and we found 5 human remains. So I would say based off of our sample size, we're going to see more.
Officials say some of the most beautiful places on planet Earth will never be the same after Dorian blasted the Bahamas earlier this month. Still to come this Tuesday, pausing to remember 9/11 for years to come in New York, handing out opioid antidotes in PA, and a ministry giving a hand up to folks struggling with addiction.
Here is your Family Life regional weather forecast for tonight. Partly cloudy in Pennsylvania. Small chance of a shower or thunderstorm in northwest Pennsylvania. Clouds will be a little more stubborn in New York with an isolated shower storm, but also a little moonlight on occasion. Low temperatures in the mild and muggier 60s. Tomorrow looks rather cloudy across the region with few showers and storms about. High temps near 80, warmth and humidity. Thursday's cooler in New York with morning clouds and a shower then clearing. The showers and clouds will linger in much of Pennsylvania. High temperatures Thursday generally in the 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has signed a bill that officially establishes September 11th Remembrance Day. Family Life's Jeremy Miller has details.
Yeah, the new law allows a brief moment of silence in public schools across the state at the beginning of every September 11th. A press release from the governor's office reads, "By establishing this annual day of remembrance and a brief moment of silence in public schools, we will help ensure we never forget not just the pain of that moment, but of the courage, sacrifice, and outpouring of love that defined our response. The legislation takes effect immediately. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Keystone State residents are getting two chances to pick up free doses of opioid overdose antidote medication. Come September 18th and again on the 25th, free naloxone will be available for pickup at more than 90 locations across the state. Naloxone is also available via most medical insurance policies at low or no cost at many pharmacies all year. Meanwhile, the American Medical Association is joining the battle against e-cigarettes. It's calling on users to stop vaping until medical experts can figure out why folks are getting sick. John Banzoff teaches public interest law at George Washington University.
It is much too little, much too late. And the primary responsibility lies not with a private organization like the AMA, but rather with the Food and Drug Administration and the federal government.
The CDC says over 450 illnesses and at least five deaths across the U.S. have been linked to vaping. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg says his charity is investing $160 million to end the epidemic of teen vaping.
All the progress we've made in reducing teen smoking in particular is being turned around because the kids like the flavor in the vaping products. They're not people giving up smoking. They're not people that ever smoked before.
New York State, meantime, has launched an investigation into the manufacturing of flavored e-cigarettes. Next at 5, John Erickson is helping to lead a drug recovery program in Jamestown, New York.
Opioid and drug addiction, a huge problem in Jamestown, New York, as it is in a lot of towns throughout New York. Now, how did you get involved in this outreach program, John, at your church, Jamestown Community Chapel?
Well, in Jamestown, New York, unfortunately, there's been a influx of a drug issue with a lot of the youth in our area, and it's affected me personally. My niece, at age of 22, left us and left two young children behind, and that's when it became real to me that there is an issue. We'd already seen dozens of young people pass away due to drug overdose. And then the issue became, how do you handle it in your mind? What do you do about it? How do you assist your community? How do you continue to move on knowing that maybe you could have helped more? Maybe you could have seen it earlier. And how do you deal with those thoughts, those issues inside yourself? And of course, I'm sure there's plenty of others out there doing the same thing, wondering if they could have done more, if they could have seen it sooner. And was there help out there?
Let's bring Diane in here. Now, Diane, you're actually licensed to help addicts go through the recovery process. Why did you feel it was so necessary to take that step?
Myself and a very dear friend of mine, Cindy Penhallow, have both been touched by addiction with some of our family members ending up with custody of grandchildren. And we could not find a place for support where we could get our own answers in the community. A passion started growing, and turning to God, he led us in the direction of, first of all, seeking training, of which the last year and a half we have been seeking our certifications through the state of New York. From there, looking for some type of a ministry to be involved in the recovery outreach group, whereby we would help people in the community that are struggling, either in seeking recovery or family members of people who have been touched by addiction.
You're listening to Hometown Heroes on Family Life. Our guests this week in studio, John Erickson and Diane Start, at the Jamestown Community Chapel in Jamestown, New York, both part of a new program to help addicts and their families win this battle. And John, it is a battle. You've seen it firsthand, as you mentioned, with the death of your niece. In your opinion, what's it going to take, John, to finally end this scourge of addiction in Jamestown?
It's going to take a lot of work, a lot of volunteers, a lot of places for children to go, a lot of things for children to do, a lot of distractions from the norm. There's people, places, and things where they're being attacked numerous times throughout the day, directly, indirectly, through social media, where they're able to find avenues to get what it is that they're looking for, or to be, you know, introduced, or to be put pressure on them to try new things, to do new things. Education and good role models, you know, what you can do to better yourself. I mean, we can get into your relationship with God and your relationship with the Holy Spirit. That's the thing, the only thing that could take you from addiction.
Diane,
You're on the front lines of this. What are your thoughts here?
Everybody's pathway is different. Their length of recovery is different. You're in recovery forever. The trick is to find your strengths to be able to deal with everyday life as it comes at you. Our program it's a faith-based program where you're going to get your strength from God himself.
John, we go back a ways, and I know this is an issue that's tough for you. When you talk about addiction and overcoming it, what would you like to say to wrap up our conversation?
I lost my niece at 22 years old and had no idea what to do about it, how to feel, how to think. How does that even happen to somebody when somebody that young that has their whole life ahead of them, and she was smart and beautiful and had two beautiful children and was ready to take on the world, and she's gone. And it doesn't discriminate. There are plenty of programs out there for the addict, but then what we're here for is also the family members that are touched by this.
You can find Family Life news features, including Hometown Heroes, on the Family Life Now app and online at fln.org/news. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
Stocks today mostly unchanged, thanks in part to a sell-off in the technology sector and Ford being pressured by a downgrade to its credit rating. The Dow rose 74 points, the NASDAQ was down 3, and the S&P 500 finishing unchanged. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
You're listening to the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Here's your MoneyWise Minute with Rob West.
Do you ever find yourself buying things you never intended to? Whether it's a candy bar or a new four-wheeler on closeout, little or large purchases can wreck your budget if you can't control your impulses. Here are some ideas. First, force yourself to wait 2 weeks. Next, carry cash. Cash is harder to spend than using a credit card. Or, don't carry cash. Know your proclivities and spending habits. Discuss spending with your spouse and agree to be accountable to one another. Don't go shopping as a way to kill time. If you were on a diet, would you go to a bakery to kill time? And don't make a purchase because something is on sale. These days, everything is on sale, and the opportunity will come around again.
And we can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you visit us online at moneywise.org. Write it down, moneywise.org.
Up next, Drive Home Sports with Family Life's Sonny Del Fiat.
Yeah, baseball news. Dodgers look to become the first team in the majors to wrap up a playoff spot when they visit the last place O's, the opener of a three-game series. A win by Los Angeles or a loss by the Diamondbacks to the Mets give the Dodgers their seventh straight National League West title. Arizona and New York, meanwhile, continue a crucial four-game series at Citi Field, both trying to stay alive for the National League wild card. The Mets are 4 games back, the Diamondbacks 2.5 games back. Other action, Pirates, no playoffs here in San Fran. Yanks in Detroit taking on the Tigers. Blue Jays at home against the Red Sox. The Indians are a half game out of the American League wildcard. They're Los Angeles taking on the Angels. And the American League Central leading Twins at home against the Nationals. For Family Life, I'm Sonny Del Fiat.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. After a few days of cooler than normal weather, we're going to warm it up these next couple days. Humidity and heat will combine to make it feel more summery, although a nearby front will also pick up a few showers and thunderstorms. The call for tonight, partly cloudy in Pennsylvania, small chance of a shower thunderstorm in northwest Pennsylvania. Clouds will be a little more stubborn in New York with an isolated shower storm, but also a little moonlight on occasion. Low temperatures in the mild and muggier 60s. Tomorrow looks rather cloudy across the region with few showers and storms about. High temps near 80, warmth and humidity. Thursday's cooler in New York with morning clouds and a shower then clearing. The showers and clouds will linger in much of Pennsylvania. High temperatures Thursday generally in the 70s.
Thank you, Kevin. Finally at 5, handwriting still counts even in this digital age. Phil Hewlett reports.
Haya Lam Warburg is an occupational therapist in New Jersey. She says writing helps build brain networks which can help a child to think in more complex ways. She also says handwriting is essential to building a good foundation for reading and spelling. Lam says handwriting doesn't need to be beautiful, but it does need to be neat and legible.
And that's the world we live in this 10th of September. Thanks for coming along. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.